watch about the Gabayas. He'll learn out this halach of Yovel from the halach where you mark the Shibayas. They're both Kedushas about the Gabayas. But the Yain Donin, Kotchim, about the Gabayas, me Kotchim is back, he'll learn out from Kotchim is Beach. From Kiski at Sarah, that's a Mizbeach, he'll learn out. If you have a Shimon for the more Nam in the Elf, me mark the Shibayas, why isn't Shimon off in this for also? Instead of learning from Kiski at Sarah's, learn out from mark the Shibayas, you have to be paid with the money. So you'll know, Don in Dover, Shematana Lakahanim, me Dover, Shematana Lakahanim. So these things are called the present of the Kahanim. For ye in Dover, Dover, Shematana Lakahanim, me Dover, Shayna Matana Lakahanim. In other words, the Kisri at Saras is a Matana Lakahanim. His Teyachuza now is also Matana Lakahanim. But Shayk, when you mark the Shayas, there's no Matana over there. So if he'd rather learn out this halach from Kisri at Saras to say, he gets it for nothing, just like Kisri at Saras, the Kahanim gets for free, this Sadr also goes out by Yahya, will also get from free. So if it's a moment to have to learn out this way, let's learn it out from Abayis. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding that Chof Vofim at Aleph on top of the two dots. And the Gemara says again, the Mishnah says, Reb Lezer Weimer Leinichnosim for Leinoisnim. Again, Reb Lezer says in the Mishnah that first it was Maktish Esteyachuza, and by Yovel he still did not redeem it, so Tanakama says before that it goes to the Kahanim. Reb Lezer holds no, it does not go to the Kahanim, and Leinichnosim Leinoisnim would rather wait till the next Yovel, and the Balan could still redeem it then. The Gemara says, Omar Rabbah, my time with Reb Lezer, what's the reason of Reb Lezer? So as Omar Kro, the Pasuk says, V'yim lo yigoy lesasod, if you do not redeem the field, then the end of the Pasuk says, lo yigoy loid, cannot redeem it anymore. V'yim ochor esasod, if you sell the field, for all your asod, if it's taste of year, the sod goes out, v'yoyvel. So as she says like this, all the Pasuk says is, that if the gizbor sold it, v'yim ochor gizbor esasod, then when the field goes up the Yovel, they go to the Kahanim. So Shema Mingo Dim Le Mocha Gizbor, let's say again where Reuven was Maktish Esteyachuza, and nobody redeemed it. Gizbor did not sell to anybody, it's still by Hegdish. Dim Le Mocha Gizbor Sasodem, then Le Mocha Le Kahanim, then it does not go out to the Kahanim. The Pasuk only says, V'yimocha Resasoda, then V'yasoda B'tzeis B'yovel, only if they sold the field, then it goes out for Yovel. If the Hegdish did not sell it, then it does not go to the Kahanim B'yovel, but rather still stays the Hegdish, and after Yovel, you could redeem it again. So Rabbi Yabai says back, no. Sakina Harif, like a sharp knife, mifsiko krua, you're dividing up the Pesukim. Rashi says, oh, like Sifar, it doesn't circulate like this. Halachik, so this is what the Pesuk says. No, you go away, you can't redeem it anymore. Then it says, well, you saw the B'tzeis L'Kahanim, the Mashma, the Mishimagia Yovel. Once it becomes Yovel and you did not redeem it yet, like to go away, Mashma, then you cannot redeem it anymore. But rather, the table of Kahanim, it goes out to the Kahanim, Afidu Le Mocha Gizbi, even the Gizbi did not tell it. So let the Kash and Reb Lezer. Pasha the Psukim Mashma, like the Tanakamas, the Mishnah. That if a person was Maktish, Esteyachuza, and he did not redeem it by Yovel, that it goes out to the Kahanim, and he can't get it anymore. How could Reb Lezer say this of Pshan the Psukim over here? So Mer says rather, Elo Om Rabbi, Yabai says like this. Time of the Reb Lezer, you know what the reason of Reb Lezer is? Like this. Pasuk says, Lo Yigoyel, you cannot redeem it. Now Yochel, I would have thought to say, Loi Tehei Negeles, it cannot be redeemed, Shetei Lefonik Yistei Mikna, that it should be in front of you like Yistei Mikna. Meaning to say, even if the first Bailim redeems it back, maybe you would not even have a locha, like a stay mikna, a field that you bought off somebody else. Not that you had a Yerusha on. Talmudim, the Pasuk says the word oid, lo yigoyel oid, meaning to say, the k'may shahoysa ain't in the gelis. You just can't redeem it the same way you could have done it before Yovel. You don't have the same alocha. Avo negelis, but you could be goyel, you could redeem it after Yovel, shetehel afonet k'stay mikna. That'll be like yours, as if you bought this field off somebody. Meaning to say, when you buy your field off somebody, by Yovel you have to give it back. Only if it's a stay achud, it's something you yashin, do you keep. But a stay mikna, you have to give it back by Yovel. So Rashi says like this, Yochol loyte negelis lebailim, afil liyos lefonav kistay mikna, kishar ish achar hagoyla, miyad hegdish. If somebody else, not the original magdish, redeems it off hegdish, then the locker is, when you buy it off Hegdish, so by Yovel you have to turn it back to the Kahanim. So So I would have thought to say you can't even redeem it to be like somebody else. So Kamashma, no, Le'igol, oh, you just can't redeem it like the original Bailim, but you could redeem it to be like a stay Mikna. Gemara says, Amos, what are we talking about over here? Lem, if you want to tell me, B'yoyvel Rishon during the first Rishon, during the first Yoyvel. So the question is, am I in a Negelis? Why not? Stay Achuza Nami Hevi, it's even a stay Achuza. Let's say Reuven was Makdish, his field, that he yashed from his father. It's his own field. So the law is, up until Yoyvel, you have a right to redeem it back. And if you redeem it back, then maybe it stays by you, Le'olam. So Akhi Tamil the Potek says, Lo you go, you can't, why not? That's the Ikar Locha. If you Makdish a field from your stay Achuza, you have a right to redeem it up until Yoyvel for sure. Elipshita, isn't it for sure when the Pasuk says Lo Yigol, it means B'yovel Sheini, meaning to say that you did not redeem it the whole first Yovel, and now during the second Yovel, you have a right to redeem it, but just if you redeem it, then it does not become Mamish like your Stei Achuza, because then you could keep it forever, but you only have a right to keep it until the second Yovel. By the second Yovel, you have to give it back to Hegdish. The question is, Uleman, who are we talking about over here now? Lem, if you want to tell me, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the Tana comments about Mishnah, Lekahanim Nafka, they say no. They say once it goes by the first Yovel, and the original owner was not Goyel the field goes to the Kahanim, it stays by them. So what do you mean to say, Lo Yigoyel, oh, like Pshita, it's the Kahanim's. El Olav isn't Pshan, the Posek, we're going now this price to mean Rabbi Lezer, going according to Rabbi Lezer. Ushramim, we have a clear proof to Rabbi Lezer, that time of the Rabbi Lezer Miyachah, this is the Posek. But this pasuk here is mashmam that even after the first yovel, it does not go to the kahanim, but rather it still stays by hegdish. And there's only this new halacha that if the original owner comes to redeem it after the first yovel, he has a right to redeem it and hold on to it, but only until the yovel sheini. By the yovel sheini, he'll leave his reshus and go back like a stay mikna back to hegdish. Zemora says, "V'tizbro, this is the truth. V'tizbro." Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Hayoyd my Darshibay. Let's see what does Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon do with this pasuk? Lo Yigoy Loid. They hold that after Yovel goes to the Kahanim. So what does the pasuk say? Lo Yigoy Loid. Samura says rather Ella. Chochav my asking. What this bright is talking about? Vesode sheyotz le Kahanim. Vesode they went out to the Kahanim. Meaning to say, Rashi said shehigdish odom sode achuza. Somebody was Makdish a field, a Ste'achuza, and Reuben was Makdish his own field, and somebody else, Shimon, came and redeemed it. So Lachar is then, when it comes Yovel, it goes back to the Kahanim. And now, Vigdisha B'Yovel Sheinu. So Mercy like this, Echam Askinah B'Sodeh Sheyotzu L'Kahanim, that Shimon, when he redeemed it, at the end of Yovel, it goes back to the Kahanim. And now, Vigdisha Kayin, a Kayin was Makdish it. V'Yosu Baila L'Mifra Kayin, and the original owner comes now to go ahead and begoil it. He wants to begoil the Miyad Hegdish. That Thalkot, I would have thought to say, Uloi Tifrik, he cannot be Poydrit. Shetei Lefonov, Kistei Asuda, Kistei Mikna, it will not even be like Kistei Mikna. Rashi says, Hoyuv Loi Goal of Hegdish Rishon, since he was not redeemed during the first Yovel. Maybe he cannot redeem at all during the second Yovel. On this note, Tamil Lema Oid, it says the word oid, meaning to say, l'kemaisha hoisein in the Gilis. He cannot redeem it now during the second Yovel the way he could have done it then. Then was the pshat is, he was makdish to feel this le'achuza. If he would have redeemed it then, he would have had the right to hold on to it le'olam v'ed. But he did not redeem it then, but rather somebody else came and redeemed it. The lachar is if somebody else redeems it, they have to give it back to the kohen by Yovel. And now if the kohen was makdish it, and now the original owner comes and is poyder it, so he has luck like an acha now that he can hold on to it until Yovel, but then he'll have to give it back. But it comes like a stay mikna. So the kitza, this brisa is not a raya to Reb Lezer. This brisa could go according to Reb Lezer, to Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon also. We're talking about now not the original owner, but somebody else came in with poydirit. So then for sure it goes to the Kahanim, and the Kahanim was makdashit. So the chiddush is when the original Bailam comes to the poydirit right now, it's only called like a stay mikna that has to go back to the Kahanim by Yovel Sheini, and he cannot hope keep it. More of a Tanya, bring your proof like this. A Tanya Rashi says Benichusa. It says Bishnas Hayovel Yoshev Hasodel Shakoneyam Itoi. Yes, verses of a Tanya, bring a proof. It says Bishnas Hayovel Yoshev Hasodel Shakoneyam Itoi. Shnasir that goes back to the field from the one you bought it from. Yochel, I would have thought the Sir Yachsel Gizbar goes back to the Gizbar Shalokum Emenu that you bought it from. Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says, no, La Sher Loi Achuza Sarets. Goes back to the one that has the Achuza, the original ownership. So Mor says, so Yoima, let it say, La Sher Loi Achuza Sarets. Ma Talmud Leimah, La Sher Kunei Mita, the one you bought it from. So it means like this, that Sodesh Shiyotzos Lekahanim, a field that came out to the Kahanim, meaning to say like we started off with, that first Reuven was Magdishistei Achuza. And then he did not redeem it, but somebody else redeemed it. So Lokar is, that's like a stay Miknam, and it goes back to the Kahanim by Yovel. So it's a Soda, Sheyoitzis Lekahanim, Omachru Koyin. And the Koyin sold it, Vegdisha Lekeach. And the Lekeach now was Magdishit. Vegola Acher, and someone comes in and redeems it. Yochlai would have thought to say Tachzla by Lim Rishon, goes back to the first owner. Talmud Leimah Lasher Kuneyu. It goes back only Lasher Kuneyu, the one that bought it, not the original owner. So Rashi explains like this. We're talking about now the Shnasa Yovel Yoshev Asad, it means the Maktish Sadei Mikneksiv. Where your Maktish is Sadei Mikne. Vigola Lazer. Talmud Leimah, the Pasuk says Lasher Loyachuz Zoros, Dainu Bailim Rishonim. Shemachru liyaisa shekdisha, the original owner that sold it to the one that was makdishit. Now Yochel Rashi says tachzal banim rishonim liyaisa shekdisha hegdish rishon. Shelo yachuz esaretz. He was the one that originally owned it. He had the chuz. It was his yerusha, and he was makdishit. Talmud Leimah, the pasuk says no lasher kuneyim itay. The one you bought it from, for ela niknas mitu, you didn't buy it from him. Elai day hegdish yotzes miyodai. Ela rather lekayin goes back to the kayin. Shememenu kuni, you bought it from the kayin. Is lekayach zeh shegdishai? Fainu namid liyel. The sentence like liyel. The miyaka shegdisha rishon. The first one was makdashit. Soisa lo yachuza. And now vagol acha, somebody else redeemed it, and it went out to the kahanim. So soon it doesn't go back to the first one anymore. So again, the pasuk starts off again. But Tanya the Brisa says. The Sod Bishnas HaYovel comes Yovel Yoshev HaSod L'Asher Kuneyim. That means by a stay mikness, somebody bought a field of somebody else. Reuben bought a field of Shimon, and then Reuben was Makdashit. So it comes Yovel now. The field goes back to the original owner. It goes back to Shimon. Like every stay mikness, whenever you buy a field of somebody else, you only buy it until Yovel. Then you have to give it back. That's what's possible. Bishnas HaYovel Yoshev HaSod L'Asher Kuneyim Itoy. Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yachzel a Gizbar Shalokim Emenu. In the case, let's say, Reuven bought it off Shimon. And now, Reuven was Makdashit. And somebody else bought it off Hegdish. So maybe now when it comes here, we have to give it back to the Gizbar. Tamla, the Pasuk says, no, La Hashem lo Yachuzas Oretz. You have to give it back to the original Shimon that owned it, had the Yachuza. Again, Shimon sold his field, his Yerusha, to Reuven. So that loch of that sale is, it goes back to Shimon, by Yovel. So even though Reuven now goes and Zmakdashit, and somebody else buys it off Hegdish, by Yovel you have to give it back to Shimon. So Mora says, Yom let the Pasuk say, La Shem lo Yachuzas Oretz. Just as the one that has Lachuzas goes back to the original Shimon that had the Yerusha on it. Mat Tamlon, what's the Pasuk have to say, La Shem Kunei Mitoi, from the one you bought it from? So Mora says, it means like this, that in a case where Soda Shiyotus Lekahanim, the case where a field that goes out to the Kahanim. It means to say, according to the first case, where first Reuven, the Stechuda, was Makdish's field, and he was not paid to it, but somebody else was paid to it. So, Allah, who is by Yevla, goes back to the Kahanim. Or, Mocher, the Kohen sold it to somebody else, Vegdish Lakech, and that person that bought it was Makdishit. For Golo Achron, somebody else redeemed it. That Yochel, I would have thought to say, still Tasla Balam or Rishonim. On this note, Talmud Loim Alasher Koneyu, from the one you bought it from, that the one you bought it from, you did not buy it from the first Bailim. You bought it off Hegdish. Therefore, it goes back to the Kahanim. So, Kitz has another proof like this, that once you missed out, you will not point it back to yourself, you do not get it back anymore by Yovel. Now, the Gemara says, we need these two psukim, Yitzrach, lo yigur, we dash in this Rasha, the Yitzrach, we missed the Rasha, can you have this Rasha also? The Kitz of Rachamon, lo yigur, the first Rasha, to lo yigur, it doesn't come back at all. So Rashi says it means to say, let's say Hechad Hikdishai Koin, let's say the Koin was Makdashit. Again, where first Reuven was Makdashit Stechuzah, and then Shimon came and redeemed it back, So Lachar is Bayev, goes to the Kohanim. Now if the Kohen was Makdashir, the Lachar is Lahodr, she doesn't go back to anybody, Liyelom. Shrei Steyach, who's the heaven of the Gabakurin, is considered like a Steyach would get to the Kohen. To see the Pasuk says, like Kohen Tiach was also. Therefore, when the Kohen is Makdash this field, then Steyach who's his lay. So we should learn the Wacha, Miyad Hegdish, Tate to be Yehovah, but the Cholach Lach Kohanim goes back to all the Kohanim. Because it has no, doesn't go back to anybody. Since the Kohen was the came the Steyachuz of the Kohen, so this Makdashir stays by Hegdish. So therefore, the original Bible does not get it back. Avul Hoch over here, the Kohodra does go back. That Avul Rashi says, Mocha Kohen, the Kohen sold it. Vigdish Lakech, Lakech was Makdashit. Tash to stay Mikna is called the stay Mikna. To report Le Inish Miyad Hegdish, or what the Yovel does in Loinokul, because it goes to Kohanim. Helahodra, it goes back to the original owner, is Aimat Hedlamar, it goes back to the original owner, does Makdashit first. Because it was his Dachudis Oretz. So this Kamashlo no, Lasher Kune Mita, Danil Kayin, Shalokha Magdashachimel goes back to the Kayin, not to the original owner. As Abul Hoch or the Kohodra at the head of Lamorikama. His Kosrachmon starts to say, Lasher Kuneyu. Now the Kosrachmon Lasher Kuneyu, the Loy Koyoyev Bailam Demay, the original Bailam didn't redeem it at all. Abul Hoch or the Koyoyev Demay, take him, Yadami, his things by them, Kosrachmon Loy Girl, no, he doesn't get it back. Because Rachmona lay Gorev like Siv Oid, have a mina like Tifra Klai, came apart it all together. It's because Rachmona Oid, the Kamoy Shoy said in the Gelis, means, again, when you were Makdish the field, and then somebody else brought it back. So even though by Yavla goes to Egdish, I would have thought to say maybe the original owner cannot be Poydra at all anymore, not even during the second Yavla. Like once he lost his chus to be Poydra, that's it, he can't be Poydra back anymore. But this time would Layman know that we say lay Gorev Oid, means the Kamei Shaisa, the way it was before, he can't be in a Negelis. Ah, but Negelis should have a phone to stay Mikna. That much, yes, you could redeem it back to be a stay Mikna. But I call part of him after these both psukim, and it has nothing to do with Reb Lezer. We're not talking about these psukim in the case where somebody was Makdish to stay Achuza, and he just did not redeem it back by Yevul to say that after Yevul, he can't redeem it back. We're not talking about that. These are all cases where somebody else came and took it away. And that's the chedushim over after these two psukim, that after everything was said, lemaisa, once you're makdish yistei achuza, and at any time that you cannot redeem it back to make it yours, like lemosha, let's say somebody else redeemed it back instead of you, then the lochriz, that field goes back to yovel, by yovel goes back to the kahanim, or else that's in the case with the kahanim's field, and he was makdish it. So even though this alocha does not go back to the original bailim, but our kopon, whoever wants to, has a locha now to redeem it, and they'll be able to hold on to it to at least Yevul. And by Yevul and Echnami, then either goes back to stay Miknam, and say, who goes back to Mijalonar, or it goes back to the Kohanim. But there's never a case that you can't redeem it. At all times, you could redeem it. Just, you don't get it back, the same Malach you had it be, you would have had it before, you don't become the original, say, who's the original owner. So I call upon him, there's no proof to Reb Lezer. So Mor says, no, my heavy law, like Rashi says, what's John Reb Lezer? How's your blessed note to say that if you're not played to your own field, it does not go out to the Kohanim by Yevul? So Mor says, Omar Rabba Makro, Rabba says, the Pesuk says, For Hoya Hasodeh B'tseisa B'Yevul, when the Sodeh goes out of your field, on Yevul. See, Dash is like this, B'Yevul, Hasodeh B'tseisa B'Yevul, B'tseisa Miyad Acha. Rashi says, B'tseisa, Mashma Shetetse Miyad HaGoyol, Oiso, Kedin Sedei Odom Hakoyne Karko Shiyotze B'Yovel Bu Kama to Tehevel the Kohanim. Then it belongs to the Kohanim. Any time it's not your Steach Uza, then the Lachar is when it comes Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim. Avi B'tziyosom Yad Hegdish Loi Mashmo Diakati Loi Shemin and Kro Hegdish Yiyotze B'Yovel. Meaning that the Pesuk says here V'ho Yasod De B'tzeis B'Yovel means which Karko by Yovel goes to the Kohanim? Only a field that goes out from the owner by Yovel, meaning to say only a field that you bought of somebody else, then the Lachar is anyway you can't keep it more than Yovel. So then the Lachar is it goes back to the Kohanim. But Mashma field that's a stay achuzo that belongs to the original owner, then if you makdish it, you don't redeem it, there's no Lachar goes to the Kohanim. So that's from Lezer's Rayam, when do the field goes to the Kohanim? Only a field that's not a stay achuzo. But if you makdish your own stay achuzo and nobody was girlish yet, it does not go out to the Kohanim.